The plume was first discovered in 1990 in the irrigation water of Mount Olivet Cemetery. The well water contained a dry cleaning and degreasing chemical known as PCE at levels above federal drinking water standards. The suspected source is a now defunct dry cleaning facility at the nearby Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center. EPA Site Assessment Manager Ryan Dunham says the contaminant has not been detected in local drinking water, but that could change. And, he says, recent inspections have revealed shallow groundwater contamination on the east bench, which indicates some possible new exposure pathways.
There is the risk for it to continue to migrate and potentially impact public water sources. Also, because we're in a densely populated urban area, there is potential if it continues to migrate in the shallow groundwater. We could put additional homes and residents at risk through the process of vapor intrusion.
Dunham says PCE could potentially leak into homes in gaseous form, but he says more study is needed to determine if residents are at risk. Inclusion in the national priorities list will make the site eligible for assessment and cleanup through the Superfund process. It will also mandate the availability of federal funds. The public comment period on this proposal is open for 60 days. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.